Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
And then you get the Kareem Hunt signing in Cleveland. This guy, obviously, we know what happened, right? He beat up a chick. And he you know, smacked her, did he not? And then he kicked her. And we all saw it. In a hotel in Cleveland, no less. And then who signs him? The Browns, of all people. Dorsey, the same guy that signed him and that drafted him. He was in Kansas City at the time, right? Now, what we're hearing is that the Browns GM said the team did not speak with Kareem Hunt victims. There's more than one incident, correct, with this guy? There is more than one. So I don't know all the details of it other than what I saw. And now he's got a one-year deal with the Browns where he's probably not going to play football much this year because they're saying the NFL is going to suspend him for like 10, 12 games, right, allegedly? So do you think they just got him so that they'd have his rights for when he does come back, that they will trade him and those rights, or will they keep him? You know what I mean? Like, you know, they'll have his rights, so he's – you know, there's no denying the guy's a great running back, right? But is he worth it with his baggage now? I mean, is there anything worse, seriously, nowadays, than having somebody in your business or on your team or in your world that you live in that, you know, some guy that beats women, right? I mean, honestly, is there anything worse than that? What's worse than that? And then how about this guy? I mean, honestly, like, I understand he's gotten help. I understand he's gone to, you know, professionals, doctors, anger management, everything else, right? That's what they're saying. He's done all of that since it happened. And he's, you know, admitted that it was completely, you know, he's guilty, right? I'm terribly sorry. It's not who I am. It's not how I was raised. I freaked out. I lost my mind, all that business, right? So, and that's not word for word, but it's essentially what he's saying. He said, you know, it's not who I am, it's not how I was raised, and I'm ashamed of myself and everything else, and I'm doing everything in my power to change. I'm going to, you know, he's doing everything, going to see a shrink, all the rest. Does that matter to anyone? Does it matter that the guy is going and treating the problem and seeking help for it? I mean, it's got to matter in some capacity, doesn't it? That the guy's like, you know, going and, you know, seeking, you know, to find out why maybe he did it or what's wrong with him or, you know, why do you hit women or is there something wrong with you? Did it happen in your childhood? Why are you hitting women type thing? Or do you just not believe him at all and you think he's full of shack and that he should never again have a job of any capacity in the NFL or he should be bagging groceries for the rest of his life? What do you think of his, remorse and that he's going for help, Carver High?
I mean, I fully knew that he would get another job in the league because, you know, unlike with what happened with Ray Rice, this guy could still play. Ray Rice really was at the end of the line when that happened with him, which is why he didn't play again. If he still had anything, Ray Rice would have played again.
We know how good this guy is. He's really good.
No doubt. And that's why
he's
getting another chance. And, you know, you hear the GM today, he puts out the big statement saying, you know, I believe he deserves a second chance. And, you know, he took full responsibility and all these things. I mean, for me personally, if it's my team, it's a non-starter for me. It's just, you know, I wouldn't go there. I wouldn't want him on my team.
He said what he did was wrong and inexcusable. Mafia, are you buying what he's selling, that he's remorseful and that he's getting treatment and he's going to be a different person? Or do you think the Browns made a big mistake giving him the gig? Or do you think they did the smart thing knowing that when his suspension's over, he's going to be worth something to somebody and they could trade that those rights?
I think they did what a lot of teams wish they could have done, but some of them just didn't feel like they could take that PR. And you know what? They're the Browns, so they've been through the mud how many times? It's not going to bother them to be, you know, a laughingstock to some people once again. It is what it is. That's just the Browns' way. I think eventually he's going to get someone to pick him up because he's so good. He's going to get a shot. I mean, we all preach that we want to give people second chances, and if it was us, we would want a second chance. So I guess at some point you have to give this guy the benefit of the doubt and see if he can come back from that. I'm not going to take him at his word. What I need to see is him do it. I need to see 2-3 years, nothing happening, and then I can start to believe him that he's changed. I'm not going to say that.
So earn your trust.
Right. Don't tell me that just because you're going to some meetings or you're going to a shrink or you're, you know, getting some kind of help that you're just a different person in – let's see, that was December, so 2.5 months.
So you saw him, what he did to her, right? He was pretty violent.
Right. And this isn't like he, you know, this guy did not turn himself in or sit out last season saying, you know what, I screwed up in the off season, I need to get this settled. He played until they busted him, until the tape came out, and then he was done. So don't act like you've been trying to fix this ever since you did it.
And
he did it when he got caught.
He literally, you got him dead to rights. You saw him kick her.
Right, like, and if there was no video, he would probably deny it to his deathbed.
All right.
So if he shows me over the rest of his career that he's not going to do this and he's a different person and he works with these organizations and tries to help people,
he's found God.
Then I'm okay for it.
Maybe he's found God.
Maybe.
Maybe God
but
is.
Show us that. Don't maybe. Give me in your – I don't care about your statements. I don't care what you're saying because some PR person wrote that for you. Show me with your actions.
I think it's very important that the minute you get in trouble and you do something like this, that you run to the church and then that you get your cover there.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.